April, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
How long have you been with the credit union?
14 years next month.
So you're a veteran, huh?
I think so.
Tell us about the credit union, because is it very common a place where an institution would be affiliated with a university?
Actually, it is. Just in general, how credit unions are chartered, you need to serve a what is known for us as a select employer group. So MSU is our main employer group. We will have our 75th anniversary in 2 years. So we were formed by a group of professors who, you know, during that time wanted to find a better way to save money and better rates and lending. And so that's the genesis of how credit unions were formed.
How much of your business is people who have been affiliated with the school as a student, as a worker, versus those folks who aren't?
I would say the majority of our business really is associated with anyone affiliated with the university. That's our core member group. We do have some other additional employer groups that we serve, such as Demmer and Peckham, Greenstone, but that is our core business. And you can also join if you're related or a family member of anyone that is eligible in that area. And then also you don't have to have attended MSU. You can be an alumni association member and still get an account with the credit union.
What are the credit union's assets?
What are our assets? We are now $1.93 billion.
And where does that put you in?
In the big scheme of credit union assets.
Yeah.
In the state of Michigan, we're about the second to third largest right now. We're behind DFCU, and based upon the merger of New Union until creating the new credit union that is known as Lake Trust now, we're really close with them. So that's where we are. We're most credit unions are significantly smaller. We're in the top credit union size.
What should cause folks to join a credit union as opposed to a bank?
Well, in general, it, you know, for me, it's based upon philosophy. What do you believe in? Credit unions are not for profit. What that means is our board of directors are volunteers. They are not paid in any capacity. They come to board meetings. They govern the credit union just like, you know, you would expect a board of directors to do at a bank, except they're a shareholder who are being paid. In addition to that, we tend to invest our profits that we make back into the membership. As a member, you own a piece of the credit union, and so we utilize that to increase our products and services delivery, have better rates, lower fees. I mean, you can just look at a credit card application from a large bank compared to a credit union and start vetting out fees and see the difference instantly.
Well, one could almost say you're turning into a big bank type because you have so many locations in the mid-Michigan area. And don't you have a location in the Detroit area also?
We do. We have a well, in the Oakland County. It's right near Oakland University. Actually, the reason we have the Oakland branch is because in the early years, Michigan State had a satellite campus, and that's what Oakland University is now. And so that was MSU. So we were down there to serve the MSU folks when they were in the Oakland County. Obviously, we kept our branch location, and we've partnered with Oakland University when that change happened and served those members. And then we're growing to serve the members that we have in town. We have 155,000 members. About 20% live out of the state of Michigan, so after you graduate, you keep us. But that means we have a lot of people to serve locally here, and we want to make it as convenient as possible for them.
April Clovis is an executive vice president with the Michigan State University Federal Credit Union. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. What do you do to battle those commercials that you see, the big banks, and you turn into a big boy and you lose touch with your customers?
For us, that's always a we're always trying to balance that. We, our members see our large headquarters, which we have enough staff to fill, to serve all those members. And they expect the similar programs like you get from a Bank of America. They want us to have $1 million, you know, home banking. And then you also need to provide that local service. And we really, really, really focus on service with the staff. It's what we try to do to set us apart.
When we look at the marketing plans of other banks, even some other credit unions, they seem to focus on that. Why go to the big bank that's affiliated with Wall Street where your money leaves? And it appears appears that Michigan State Federal Credit Union doesn't do that.
No, we don't. Our philosophy is talk about why we're good, and that should sell it enough. We're not going to really highlight why somebody else is doing something bad or what is their plan and program. It is a choice. We're going to educate you about the choice that we believe is best for you, which is working with us.
When the federal bailout for the banking institutions occurred, what was the stance of the bank, you insiders? What were you thinking as you watched that?
Well, in general, the entire industry is suffering, and you know, so we feel it as well. We have a different setup in the credit union world because we're cooperatives. We obviously don't need a bailout, so we didn't make those mistakes. And so what we looked at it is we were really happy with our decision making and that we weren't having those conditions happen to the credit union. So people made poor decisions because they wanted immediate profits. That's another difference in the credit union. You know, we're willing to take less profits, be safe with your money as a member, and not make those risks.
Some credit unions have made bad choices and sure. failed, and I know that the regulations that governs those have changed a bit too because of that.
Yes. The entire regulation industry is changing immensely from all the way, you know, in D.C., all the legislation is impacting every financial institution. So the Credit Card Act that was passed not only impacted the banks, but impacted credit unions. For the most part, for us, we didn't do anything that the act corrected, in what I would say. And so we didn't have to make as many adjustments in our fee schedule and how we manage the accounts as banks did. So, yes, everything is being much more highly regulated.
And the credit card bill you refer to is the bill that really focuses on those hidden fees and costs that are pushed on to consumers. And what you're saying is you didn't really have those?
Right. The act covers a few things, one of them being fees and that you really can't have a fee for certain activities that were really inconvenient fees for most consumers. So you can't fee to a highest level that the banks were. So in true reality, though, we didn't have fees in that nature, so it didn't impact us that way. But what the banks are doing is they still need to make up that fee income. A portion of their survival is based upon fee income. So you're finding new fees now, like you'll actually have a fee to possibly receive your statement as a statement fee and things like that. So consumers still need to really read the fine print on what all the fees are.
April, what happened to the banking business? Because back in the day, their focus was to make money by loaning people money. And now the focus on making their income seems to focus on the fees. What happened?
Well, given the environment we're in right now economically, it's really the rates, the margin for the rates are very, very small. So in order to survive, you need to have some supplemental income. That's just kind of how it works. So if we're receiving a loan rate, let's say at 3%, but your savings is that we have to pay out because of how the rates are structured right now, we're paying 2.5%. It's a lot smaller, you know, margin to work with to make income. And so you have to be very mindful of how you set your rates, how you set your structure. It's just part of what's going on in the environment.
It's been said, and I was scouring the internet last night because I knew we were going to be talking about this, that banks have the money, but they're not loaning it. They're holding on to it. Are credit unions loaning money? Do they have the money to loan?
Yes, we are loaning money, and we have the money to loan, actually. Banks are constricting their lending due to all the things that have happened in the last year and for fear of more delinquencies, more foreclosures and things like that. So they really are restricting lending, especially to the business market. We've seen an inflow of individuals with businesses that need some lending that we have been able to help. So yes, we are very much lending. In fact, we did a large billboard campaign that said we are lending. We do have money to lend.